This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2024 Virgo Full Moon. The full moon takes place on February 24th, 2024, at 4:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 12:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 5 degrees Virgo, 23 minutes, 5 degrees Pisces, 23 minutes. If you've been overwhelmed or overburdened lately, help is on the way. In the wake of this month's intense, relentless transformation, an emotional cleanup crew is arriving under the Virgo full moon. This sign is not always a comfortable place for a full moon. The dramas and traumas of a full moon have an odd interplay with Virgo. On the one hand, the sign's bent for communication facilitates speaking up and out about what you're feeling. We have a more than fighting chance of being able to articulate what we're experiencing. On the other hand, the sign's fundamentally intellectual, analytical nature is out of sync with the usual emotional outpouring of a full moon. The disconnect could, of course, fuel some of the outpouring, especially given the Virgo knack for pointing out areas ripe for improvement. That disconnect could also facilitate dealing with it, though. And dealing with it is an imperative of this lineup, and likely one we will welcome. First off, the probable issues. Boundaries, for starters. Look for boundaries to be a widespread topic. Tidying up, restoring order, seeking stability and sanity are other big ones. And stepping back, reviewing, analyzing, critiquing, and above all, thinking things through. Thinking. One challenge is the inherent dichotomy between reason and emotion, always a full moon consideration, but especially so in Virgo. This challenge is currently greater than usual because Virgo's ruler Mercury is in Pisces, the all-connecting, innately knowing antithesis of Virgo, and also opposite the moon. You may feel off, annoyed, criticized, out of control, without consciously understanding why. Just as possibly, you might grok a situation without consciously understanding why. Listen to your feelers and senses. Communicating and transmitting are occurring wordlessly now. Taking control and taking charge are in the air, or rather, in the waters. Saturn is opposite the moon and is, with Mercury, sandwiching the sun. The lineup calls for stepping up and speaking up, owning your emotions, and adulting. With this, it's possible to contain the seemingly uncontainable, to sort through feelings and dramas, and to respond to them wisely and maturely. And don't forget to instill healthy boundaries and safeguard them. There's potential for stabilizing, first and foremost, yourself. After the tumult of the past few weeks, with the inner planets fusing with Pluto and his transformative impulses, this full moon could provide the water, and maybe the tears, to wash away detritus. This moon could also help you get your footing, grounding, or sea legs as you discard flotsam, as well as other people's dramas, from your energy field. You might think that having Saturn in the middle of the full moon could lead to glass-half-full perspectives. This time, his presence may well not. The moon is sextile Jupiter, expansive, bountiful, and beneficent, offering stabilizing, firm footing, and emotional, financial, physical comfort. So get out your mops and buckets and clean up messes. Redraw your magic circle and cast out anyone and anything that doesn't feel good or right. No one has a right to be in there if they're toxic or unhealthy. Besides, ejecting or releasing or, at the fundamental level, taking care of yourself can actually be an act of love. Neptune, ruler of transcendence, is in a wide, out-of-sign sextile to Pluto, offering softness and understanding and maybe a dash of magic to the transformation we're undergoing. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly forecasts, and book a session with me. I have lots of bonus material at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio and TV on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and in the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I post on Instagram and Threads at K.A. Beal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.